Blog Talk Radio.
You have seen some real action. You better believe it. I hope that info cost you plenty. Is that where you met him? Or did you know him from Detroit? Sure. You're going to rub me the wrong way once too often. All you do is hit all your guts. Got some info on you, too. You ain't hurting at all for a mula from Nova Scotia. Father left you a fortune in stocks and real estate, in which you build on it to become one of the richest women in North America or the world. Established a special service operation in your government that answers to no one. A clergywoman and the title of colonel with firepower. The good Lord appointed Mary the way of the gun to fight evil. And more, a political hopeful with your eye on the prize. I hope it cost you plenty. Rather cheap. Your common knowledge.
Why, you insolent, ugly American.
Stop all that growling. We're supposed to be a happy couple in love and go easy on the wee nips.
Who's growling? In love, don't give me the jitters. This is medicinal. And I can hold my ground.
The way you're acting, you're scared off a tiger. Let's dance.
This place of ill repute?
I dare you.
I take dares from no man.
They began dancing with a glass in Maggie's hand. We've got to make this look good. He's no fool. Put that glass down. And we're not waltzing. Let me hold you closer.
Blimey, if you hold me any closer, you're beyond me.
What softness.
Yeah. Leave us not get carried away here, big boy. And I mean big.
Pardon. The way I'm built.
Blimey. Would a woman have a chance?
No complaints. Maggie, meet man.
You mean horse.
Cold as you are, it shouldn't faze you in the least.
Who the hell is Cole? What do you know about me? Smart ass. I'm more a woman than you'll ever meet.
I have reports.
What? Reports? Why, you damn army fugitive? You just enjoy getting my pressure up.
Try counting to 10.
Try one count to a damn thing and stop smothering me. A woman has to have some pride.
Do you understand we have to make this look good to pull it off? Try this one for size. John kissed Maggie on her lips.
How dare you? I have to wipe my mouth.
Careful. Pretend you love it. And leave that precious kiss on a while. It may make a real woman of you.
You conceited. I'm going never been so insulted.
Watch up. Comes another for show. Because I sent something.
Come on. I double dare ya. I swear by the Almighty, I'll put a slug right in ya.
I don't take dares from women. John did it again and held it longer. Maggie stared at him.
You are a brave lad, Brother John. About the only person I can't scare.
That one was very good.
Yeah, so I felt. You dirty dog.
Quiet. I sense his presence. Call it combat instinct. And danger.
Blimey, I think you mean what you say.
Three gunmen struggle from upstairs and from an ongoing battle, waste indiscriminate of everyone. John dives for Maggie and fingers to the floor, but just before gunfire, throw away the spot where they were. Two bartenders and two employees who attempted a confrontation were ripped apart, splashing their blood everywhere. A terror ship gliding calmly near was pierced so with gunfire that it crashed into a dock, causing turrets to jump overboard in hysterical attempts to make it to safety. Maggie busts to the front entrance with gun in hand. The gunmen boarded their getaway car. Maggie aimed and shot. The car lost control and crashed. Maggie ran after the gunman's wrecked car and fired at a fleeing gunman. The gunman fired back at Maggie, who did a running dive behind a tree. A slowly moving car was sideswiped, throwing the driver out and leaving a little girl inside. John appeared in the doorway of the bullet-riddled cabaret.
John, the child!
John dashed after the running car with the little girl inside. To aghast spectators, John caught up with the moving car and pulled free the frightened child and cradled her in his arms.
Wow, you must be Superman. I'm Cookie.
My pleasure, Cookie.
No, the pleasure's all mine.
What have we saved here? A midget?
Backup getaway car sped on the scene to rescue the crippled, lawless group, and sprayed gunfire about the area to cover their departure. John carried Cookie to the nearby downtown square and set her on a bench.
Maggie dragged up a wounded, bloody gunman and handcuffed him around a pole beside them at her hotel post.
A doctor, please. It hurts.
Hurt on, rat. And to our disgust, you might live. This is Cookie. She's 8, going on 40. This is Reverend Colonel Maggie Patterson of Government Special Services.
Hi, Reverend Colonel Maggie of Government Special Services. The poor man there.
Hi, baby. Where did your uncle go? Looks like he's run off.
That's my crazy uncle, all right.
Cookie, you shouldn't talk about your uncle like that. Where are your parents?
In an accident once. I'm very sorry, dear one.
quite a tug of war today. I guess Jack took a powder because of all the fireworks. His implications in the Midwest were as bad.
So I hear tell. We're on his tail. We have a dragnet out. He can't get through. Mr. Jack has made his one big mistake. Do I display happiness?
You do. Your face looks all aglow.
I am, Brother John. I am.
He slipped through those nets before.
Not this one, he can't. Don, don't think I owe you for saving my life.
I owe him plenty, Maggie. He ran like a deer and saved my bacon.
Okay. I owe you to be paid back.
That's all right, Reverend Maggie. It'll be by and by.
What do you mean? Some sort of agreeable trade, so to speak.
Why, you smart-ass American. I'll have your head first.
Maggie, you talk to him like that? The one who saved your life?
You heard what he implied.
No. What?
Never mind, child.
And I thought you were all aglow with happiness.
I was. You did that on purpose.
Maggie, what's wrong? Hold her hand, Johnny.
You lay a hand on me, and I'll shoot it off.
And you call me Brother John.
Brother Rat.
You said you owed me. Were those just words, Reverend Colonel?
All right. I always make good my debts. What do you want? Stocks? Bonds? A bag of gold?
Is that all your life is worth?
How much, then?
3 kisses.
You want what? I never had. Does that include the other two?
You kissed before?
3 fresh ones.
You're sure you're not touched in the head some? I can make you a rich man.
If you gave me all the world.
Wow. John, what do you really think of me?
Take a good look at yourself, Maggie. You're crude in conduct and in speech, which detract from your natural beauty. Your looks and figure put most women to shame. And you don't need me to tell you this, that you're attractive.
How far do these kisses go?
That'll be up to you. Are we ready?
You risked your life. You thought first about me. Sure, I'm ready, Brother. Yeah. Turn your head, child.
John tightly embraced Maggie and kissed her deeply in the mouth.
John. John. You're taking advantage. I'm not stone.
He lifts Maggie in his arms. Inside.
If it pleases you.
Cookie, sit here in the lobby a while. We're going inside to talk.
We won't be long.
Baby,
take your time. Don't worry about me.
Maggie was on the watch at a certain bowling alley. Hi, funny face.
Hi, slick American.
There's something I want to announce.
Sounds like math, but hear it.
I have tamed the great shrew. Oops! I done got the great Maggie Patterson.
Shut your filthy mouth.
And I shall tell the whole wide world.
If I let you live that long.
And you know what that means.
What, pray tell? You tell me before I lay you low.
That means I'm now it.
Oh, no. I control.
Not anymore, kid.
You bloody. You took complete advantage of me. You knew I was weak for you.
I won't tease you, my glamorous queen. John embraced Maggie and kissed her in the mouth.
Before we started up again, no more lying to me, Brother John. Who is Mr. Jack?
Mr. Jack is my twin brother, Maggie. We fought together as mercenaries. He saw opportunities and he took advantage of them. He seeks from me the original emblem of our family's coat of arms that he shot our father over.
You can knock me down with a feather.
And I think he was just in here, Maggie.
Maggie here. Surround the area. Check all cars at last. Meet me at Alley 9.
In his 19th century haven, decorated with Victorian antiques and with two glistening trophy sabers set on the wall above the fireplace, he gazed out his bay window at the forests and blue lake waters. The wind whistled through the crowded oaks and maples, blowing on the pounding surf and carrying the harmonious twitter of bird song. Hi, Jackie. I haven't been called that for some time, dear brother. You're the only one who's ever caught me, hands down. They had orders to take you alive. I had wanted to talk with you.
Outfoxed at last.
I saw you kiss the country's famous rugged beauty. She won't make it in politics. Too glamorous. And she's been an endless thorn in my butt. Do you love her, Johnny? Maybe. She's one you can't buy, Jackie. Don't I know it? She's got as much money as I. She won't let you infest her country. She might be too late, Johnny. Leave her be, Jackie. She's not alone now. I get even in a big way. You haven't changed, Johnny. You've had your reign of death and destruction. We had wanted to conquer the world. Not this way. I needn't ask your prime motivation, Johnny. When a man shoots his own father, he's got to be stopped.
It was self-defense, Johnny. You know that temper of his? All I wanted was the emblem. He'll be all right, won't he?
His wound will heal, but not the one in his heart. He never had the emblem. So, It was you all the time. What's your game plan, Johnny? If you take me in, I'll beat you to the exit. My pocketbook is wide. I wouldn't want it printed, Brother Shoots Brother Jackie. What do you propose, my valiant twin brother? Expose all your operations. Your junk is ruining the world. That'll make me the underworld's biggest rat. You'll have to kill me. And you don't have the heart for that, do you, dear brother? All right. A proposition. Yes, Johnny? We started out with the same teacher in Detroit. I challenge you to a duel. Agreed? Are you serious, dear foolish brother? I've had years of experience since then, and have done in the best. I'm the greatest swordsman in the world. No one challenges me. I've kept up too, Jackie. Agreed? Or are you yellow? Yellow? You stupid ass. You've always been the chivalrous one. That is your one big mistake. And to think you had me. Agreed! They both rushed to the two sabers set on the wall. Take this and that and that. Mr. Jerk on the attack. Lunge for a hit. John parried. They came together. Mr. Jack threw John over his shoulder. John double somersaulted, twisting on his lass to face Mr. Jack. My amazing brother, you never enjoyed fighting, did you, Johnny? I didn't enjoy killing. That makes me the superior mercenary. No weakness. That's why my kind will always rule. I can feel that emblem right in my hands, dear Johnny. It belongs to me. I could give it true meaning in our time. Take this and that and this. Mr. Jack made a power thrust. John parrying, clutching and falling backward with his foot on Mr. Jack's frame, flipped him over backward. Mr. Jack backward somersaulted on his feet in position to attack. At Mr. Jack advancing and backing John, he kicked a chair behind John, tripping John as he thrust and made a hit on John's right arm. Ah-ha! Full of dirty tricks, aren't we? The day is mine! Your fencing arm is gone. You are now a bleeding cripple before the master. The other... Mr. Master, what? We were never dexterous. It's all in the mind, dear Jackie. I'll be hanged. Mr. Jack made a high thrust as John came lower. He made a hit on Mr. Jack's thigh and fell Mr. Jack. Ah-ha! The taste of cold steel. Where'd you learn this low maneuver? From a Maharaja. Can you stand, Jackie? It's paralyzed. You've done me in right. Or should I say left? Johnny the Conqueror. Now you hold the world's title. Why didn't you kill me, Johnny? I'm taking you in. We want you alive. You've got a lot of talking to do. And shame on you for risking your life over the devil's junk and evil people. Whatever happened to your faith, Jackie. Used it up. I've fed thousands of starving children, Johnny. You've also ruined thousands. This will be your redemption before God. Before God. Permit me to call emergency before we both bleed to death. You hear that, Johnny? No. What? My bird song. Lounging from his balcony on Maggie's vast, prestigious estate and downing a tall choice of Irish whiskey, John peruses over the expansive green hills, dense woodland, and still lagoon. Disturbed by water skiing Canadian geese flying in at play under a Canadian sky. Your great country, I delivered the biggest menace in the world today, and you just let him slip away in the night and slay your best man. Nolan will live, and my heart is still in pain. There's no duty to God and country when poor fools can be tempted.
Those at fault shall pay, and let's not start throwing stones. Look at you. You're a dying inside to go after him. You may have to fight an army he bought.
I've fought armies before, my dear. You took good care of Cookie's welfare with your beautiful, warm heart.
Thank you.
And you're off to Ottawa for politics. And your platform?
No separation. God and government as one.
That's pretty powerful.
That could happen with May with a strong suitor. The love of God is infectious. That needs a push. We can make a start here together.
Yeah? Your angle.
Make an honest woman of me before God and my country.
A rash American husband is all the handicap you would need.
The world is changing, lad.
Not that much.
90.
North America can do with a little love. Come here. Let me give your other two kisses.
No, wait. I'm paid.
What say you, Brother John?
Let's a whirl.